Welcome back to the Finance Show, tiptv.co.uk. I'm joined by James Helliwell, who's head of markets for the Lex Van Dam Trading Academy. How are you today, James?
I'm well, thank you. You're looking very svelte.
Well, you know, it's the running around the 4.6 miles a day. You can't go wrong with that, can you?
4.6 miles?
Yeah, yeah. That's around Hyde Park, Kensington Gardens. I'm there at the crack of dawn. If anybody wants to join me or kick me, I don't know, or just...
My age
it's potentially fatal, but you know,
I've got up to
49. Who cares, you know? It's it, live fast, die young. So financial markets, is there any live fast, die young on that?
Well, it's been a rather exhausting but profitable month. July, it's perhaps been the most interesting or active month for me of 2016. January, February, but for different reasons. So we're going to have a look through some of the ideas that I discussed last time I was on, a couple of weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was July the 12th, in fact, so I've made a note on the slides.
Yep.
And see how some of the ideas have progressed. Just as a preface to that, we will be going through an update of the themes that we talked about in detail, plus new ideas which we've been preparing for all month. In the Trading Club meeting, which we're due to record tomorrow at the Academy for our subscribers. So I think just to preface everything, sterling, when it came on last time, a couple of weeks post-Brexit, it still remains, you know, negative bias throughout this month. It failed, it tested intraday above 133.16, but that level did not see a consecutive daily close above or weekly close. So as far as I'm concerned, all month it's been with a negative bias to sterling. Things have quieted down a little bit last week or so. Some of the data in terms of the lagging data or lagging picture of the economy with GDP did come in ahead of expectations, but earlier in the month we did have some pretty terrible continuation of terrible data in the PMIs, yes, but also the RICS housing data, which I've been following closely. So let's roll on to the slides. I'm not necessarily going to be able to show sterling and some of the others, just for the sake of time. When it did come on last time, it was the first week after the jobs report, where we'd seen stronger than anticipated data. So I actually said that gold appeared to be overbought. This is an hourly chart, and you can see 1355, where I shorted it at the time when it came on the 12th of July, suggesting that we would see a retracement towards 1308 before then going on to make new highs. What we saw was not quite that. It was 1310. So it did decline 3.3%, as you can see on the chart, before then, yesterday, holding the 50% retracement level, breaking above 1327, which is another key level. And it appears as though, as of last night, that we're going to break higher from here, although I do prefer silver due to positioning, and that's something which we're looking at in more detail in the Trading Club. Just as we go along, all of these thoughts, I'm now fully converted to TradingView, and as you can see, I'm using some of the charts here. So as of this month, I have been sharing some of my ideas on there. It's been great to get some feedback as well and see those challenged in some regards also. So do take a look. And yeah, all of these are shared throughout the month on there, just my personal thoughts as
Fantastic.
Much as the Academy's.
Okay.
So if we roll on to another one of the ideas that we had, we discussed last time the idea around London real estate and the impact on property prices as a result of Brexit. Now, when I came on, I said that Derwent was one of the London-focused real estate investment trusts, or REITs, that I've been looking to play from the long side. I did enter on my birthday, as I said, the 7th of July at 2400. So we've been aiming for an initial target of 2717, which is the initial 38% retracement level. That held, so I took profits at that point. And then on the right-hand side, as you can see, July 28th today, compared to the 12th when I came on, I re-entered when we got a close, having taken some profit there, when we got a further close last week above 2717, and I'm now aiming for 3019, so 3019, which should be the 62% retracement level as a target. So since I've been on, it's up 8.5%. But effectively, I've done two trades, initially of 13.5% and then a subsequent 6% on Derwent. So this has been very much my trade of the month.
You're showing off now, aren't you?
I'm just updating. So often I get asked, like, come on, oh, how the trade's been. I say, oh, you know, it's pretty good, but maybe a little bit lucky. I expect it to end. Yeah. This isn't about bragging or bravado. It is chronically.
Yeah, but it's also the thinking behind the trade, which is the most valuable part of the whole thing.
Yeah, and that I understand we can't fit entirely into the time we have here onto 3 or 4 slides. So that's very much what I share in detail on TradingView, and of course at the Academy and the Trading Club for our members.
Right.
So if we look onto the next one, we also looked at one of the German property companies, LEG, L-E-G, the ticker. And as you can see, this is one of the names that we featured for our club members, our premium members, at the beginning of the month, beginning of July, just before it came on. We had just broken out of the upper channel on the 12th in purple. And then by the time I'd come on, we'd seen a retracement to 82.83 in grey on the left-hand side. As yields went lower, which is the blue-purpley line. And then, as we broke higher from 85.45 when I was on, you can see on the right-hand side, it's been a clean breakout, it's continued higher, and we're now up since I was on 4.2%. So this, again, has been another profitable trade. Of course, equities have been rising generally in this time. Yields have been generally falling in the US, although we saw a bit of a rally back last week, but they're coming off again as of yesterday. So, have a look in terms of relative performance as well. But these are the trades that we had that were most compelling fundamentally as well as technically. So rolling on to the penultimate idea, I believe. So this is very much what we're building, or what I've been building my thoughts around, and I go through a great amount of detail in. Basically, the trade is going to be in silver and some silver miners, two names which we're highlighting, we've done research into and highlighting in the trading club, which we'll record tomorrow for our members. It's essentially the idea that the Fed hasn't risen rates, of course, as we heard yesterday, despite citing economic improvement. Sure, things like the economic surprise indices, the SESI and so on, are ahead of expectations and towards extremes. They tend to revert, so we could see that come off. The dollar has risen in line with that until the yields have started coming off again. As of yesterday, so we expect a weaker dollar. Crude, the inventory data fundamentally was not too positive yesterday, so I think for the time being I don't have a strong fundamental view on crude. I don't think anybody does necessarily, certainly not to the upside. However, looking at technical levels, so we're in a technically driven market for the time being, we are oversold at the moment. I'm not saying buy crude, but this is one indicator I'm using as an indicator of potential reflation. With bond yields so low, rising core, so cost of living, and then if we get crude back towards, by February next year, we'll be at a $26 base level in crude. The year-on-year change in energy prices is what contributes to headline inflation. I think we'll be caught in a world where where yields are very low, core inflation has remained robust, and then we're really going to get, or the market is going to get caught out by yields being too low. They've been suppressed, so they can't accurately reflect true inflation risk, which you can see the moves in the precious metals have been doing, particularly in silver now. So really for me, I expect we could see $36 if this level is broken, which we're sat on now, just below 42. But the long-term target or the mid-term target is around $60. So it's not calling to trade crude. It's very much building in all of the trade ideas around that and around reflation.
Okay, well, that seems all in order. So join the club.
Yeah, so we explain, as I've said, we look at things in greater detail, but we explain it at a much slower pace, so we can go through exactly what our rationale is and why we're thinking this way, just so you know, we haven't kind of plucked the idea out of thin air.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, coming in on beginning of July and trying to come up with a course for a month, I mean, that sort of seems to be suicidal.
Well, this is what we're doing.
I wouldn't know where.
So this is the August meeting, which we're recording tomorrow.
So I wouldn't know where to begin, but it would be one of those situations that, you know, you really want to know what the thinking is behind that idea, because July the 1st, let's say it was five, six days after the, a potentially calamitous event or momentous event. And, where do you start?
Well, it's true, but that's what I spend all my time doing. So I was preparing it with the last one. We always prepare a month in advance. I was preparing it during the Brexit week, the aftermath, and you can imagine the amount of, you saw the amount of research and notes and thoughts and takes on it that were coming across the desk in the first few days. I think there were 24, I had 24 different research reports from only three banks on the first morning, Monday morning, after the weekend, after the Brexit. And distilling all of that and producing this, thorough research, but you've got to filter out stuff. have a plan for the month ahead, and then, yeah, know your levels so you can execute if the opportunity presents itself.
James Hannibal, Head of Markets for the Lex Van Dam Trading Academy. Thank you very much for coming in today.
TradingView. Check it out. Follow me on there.
I will. We'll be back after the break.